This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah Azza wa Jal says, indeed Allah showers His salawat, His benedictions, His devotions to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the salah of Allah is very different. And the salah of the malaika, of the angels, is also very different. What's the salah of the angels? What's the prayer and the devotion of the angels? They praise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They pray for him, as the believers do. But their salah is different to that of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah does this. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the angels do this for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala brings us in as a third group. So Allah mentions it first about Himself, that I do this, my angels do this, O believers, you do so too. So ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu, O believers, sallu alayhi, send, invoke Allah's benedictions and invoke salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And wasallimu taslima, we do one other thing. So Allah sends His salawat, His benedictions. And we, along with salawat, we add one more thing, which is the salutation and the greeting. So wasallimu taslima, and also send your greetings and your salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why we don't just say sallallahu alaihi, we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a prayer that may Allah shower His benedictions on the Prophet wasallam, and may He send His salam as well, and may He send our salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This may not seem like a very important thing, because it's not commonly spoken about, and some people indeed do disregard it as a matter of policy. On occasions, I've experienced people who've told me that, why mention this? It's not important. Or why mention it? If someone wants to do it, they'll do it. If they don't want, as I related once before, that after a khutbah, a Jumu'ah khutbah, in which I didn't devote the whole khutbah to this, but it somehow in passing, I mentioned one or two things about salat and salam, about sending salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and invoking Allah's blessings and benedictions on him. So someone made a point of approaching me after the Jumu'ah khutbah and said to me, in as many words, that why mention this? What's the point of mentioning this in the Jumu'ah khutbah in public? You should leave it. If someone wishes to send salat and salam, they will do it. If they don't, then they don't. Bukhayran. So it may not seem very significant, but the truth is, when we look at what the verse says, when we look at what the hadith say, it's a reflection of a person's love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in fact, there's something unique about it, which is that it's not just us saluting and greeting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and praying for him. There's something unique about salat and salam. So unique that there's a discussion here, there's an interesting question. Allah says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'ala an-nabiyyi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima." Indeed, Allah showers His benedictions on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the Prophet, and so do the angels. Then Allah says, O believers, you invoke the benedictions of Allah on the Prophet, on him, wasallimu taslima, and send your salutations and your greetings or salute him a great salutation. So the question here is, Allah does it, the angels do it. O believers. So who's being addressed? O believers refers to all of those ints and jinn, all of the men and jinn who have believed. So Allah says to all of the believing men and jinn, you do it. So a very interesting question here is, what about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Is he included in Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, in those who have believed? Or is he excluded? Because he's on the receiving end. So Allah sends his salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels send their salawat. Allah tells all of the mu'mineen, ins and jinn, all of the believing men and jinn, you send your salawat and your salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And this is why I said there's something very unique about salat and salam. It's not just us saluting him and greeting him or praying for him. It's something which Allah has instructed the believers to do. To the extent that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't exclude himself from this. So he would actually say salat and salam himself. Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiyallahu anha, she relates in a hadith recorded by Imam Nasa'i ibn Majah and others, that when he would wake for tahajjud at night, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would rise for tahajjud, he'd say his prayers, meaning not the salah, but the normal prayers, he would do wudu, and then before beginning his tahajjud salah, he would, the words of Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiyallahu anha are, he would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would send salat and salam upon the Prophet. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself would send salat and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's something very unique about this, that even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do it himself.